We've been listening to a lot of George Harrison songs this week. To close our show today, we asked Tim Riley, who's the author of Tell Me Why, a Beatles commentary, to look at some of the things that people tend to overlook about the most elusive Beatle.
George Harrison was the Beatles' straight man. He played this role in the very best sense of the term. As the quiet Beatle we've been hearing about all week, he was the practiced, dutiful, hard-working guitarist who brought Beatles songs the elegance and finesse they deserved. He was less interested in virtuoso display than in elevating the song, sculpting guitar lines that drew attention to, instead of away from, everything else. This modesty helped make the Beatles unique. The lead guitarist in the world's most famous rock band was at his best when serving his heroes. This led to a fitful solo career. As a songwriter, Harrison's early efforts had a laconic charm next to Lennon and McCartney's budding genius. This is his first Beatles song, Don't Bother Me, from their second album, and it has all the earnestness of a kid brother trying hard to keep up with his elders.
But to see, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me.
Harrison's stoic character played well against the acerbic John Lennon and the guileless Paul McCartney, and his voice grew from laconic to cynical, wary, ironic, and irreverent by turns. By the time he wrote Taxman, the lead track on the band's greatest achievement, Revolver, Harrison had made giant strides as a writer, and he had enough self-confidence to let Paul McCartney take the song's guitar solo. It was on a McCartney song that Harrison turned in one of his best leads. Got to Get You Into My Life is a full-throttle R&B workout complete with horns, an effortless salute to soul labels like Motown and Stax. Harrison's lead cuts through with laser-like precision to set up the song's coda. His guitar echoes and extends what the horns are doing. And many years later, in 1993, Harrison showed up on the stage of his longtime friend and Wilbury, Bob Dylan, to sing another tribute, Dylan's Absolutely Sweet Marie. Backed by Booker T and the MGs, it's a charmingly self-effacing performance, fueled by a love of rockabilly and gently rolling country rhythms. And it reveals how expressive he could be while surfing atop another hero's song. If Harrison's quietude counterbalanced the Beatles' louder personalities, his self-confidence around some of rock's greatest natural talents made the case for diligence and craft, the sweat that goes into making things sound easy. Not only was he a guitar jock who resisted self-indulgence, he was the kind of straight man who made you feel like the Beatles could be your own musical mentors if you worked hard enough.
One, two, three.
For Studio 360, this is Tim Riley.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Tim Riley is the author of Tell Me Why, a Beatles commentary. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC along with PRI, Public Radio International. The production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Carrie Hillman,
Peter Clowney.